converted.
It says, Mandar Certificate. It quotes Gautama Tantra. Clean Karat Asjat Vishwam. Iti Prana Shri Siddhaha.
Okay.
Clean Karat Asjat Vishwam.
Karat?
Karoti
Astrijat. Astrijat Vishwam.
Iti Prana Shri Siddhaha.
I don't think so.
This is a different point.
We don't. This is very third class.
Yes.
Explanation.
But it's quoted here to show.
So, lower stages, yes. Adhikari, like me. And for you, that explanation is very, very good. Appropriate.
What you have said is what my guru Maharaj said. One day, there was some smell of somebody cooking meat in a nearby place. And he said, do you smell it? I said, I don't smell it. He said, because you are liberated. But I am a conditioned soul. I have to smell it. So I have different things. I will quote both.
I have seen that. But yet I prefer that. Where there is any relation of jagat and jagat region, therefore, we don't like all of that. But for lower degrees, but it may be such. But it cannot. It can satisfy me. But not you. Do you like this? No?
So if there is a different trip,
you can know.
But I need to say, if they give that karma as Radhika, and here it says that he is Radhika, I can quote both. And so they're just giving different.
No. No. Love could manage. Have you book?
Everybody has a cup.
At first, we should do pranam to Raghunath Das, to Prabhupada, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then to the last at first we should know that who is Raghunath Das. You know? And in a book, Gopal Guru has stated that Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Paruk Sutta, is a Ratina. But his nickname is Tulsi. All Sakhis always use this name, Tulsi. But also see, he has come with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan. His root meaning is all Sakhi. His guru was Yogananda Das, Diksha Guru, and Kul Guru himself. He has some association with Haridas Thakur. And he first met Krishna Nityananda. After that he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From boyhood he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised not to leave your father and mother, so early. You should be first right and then you should be. Gramyavartana Sumidekani. Gramyavartana. Bolibhe Gramyavartana Sumidekani. Thalo na khaide, thalo na paride. Amani mano gaye kar sunam patar. He told them. He told Raghunath Das, this is return to your home. Don't be mad and avish. Utejit. That seeing one person, he becomes with his yajin and does anything. But after that, when his lower is your fever comes down of that, then he thinks that I have done. Understand? So, now you are very child in this religious thing. You should not be over what? What is? Go and love your father and mother outward and have nistha in your body. God one day help you and you will achieve your ultimate goal. He went there, lived with his wife, father and mother. After some time, Nityananda Swami in Uttare, Panihati. He had gone to Panihati. And there he gave mercy to Raghunath Das. after that, one day, his guru came. He was very naughty, dark, and told that Raghunath Das, my one disciple has come, and my Thakur Puja is not. So come and see, and let us go to that disciple, engage in Thakur Das. He was very glad. He came out of palace. No one disturbed. There were so many watchkeepers who were attending on Raghunath Das, but they saw their guru sitting, so no one disturbed. When he went out of the palace, they told that, you should go to your home. I'm going alone to that person. I will. And he told that person that go, order. He went, and also Raghunath Das went to the Raghunath. Then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the hands of Raghunath. And there are so many pastimes of his bhajan there. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Dhamma was given mercy to Raghunath Das. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, she became astralis. He then left to eat chawal dal or anything. After some time, after 3 or 4 months, Sarup Damodar also went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to eat only fruit and milk and light. He left. Then he came to Govardhan to lead his life from jumping Govardhan. As the living Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 2 things, Govardhan Sila and the Gunja Mala, which Sankarananda Pandit have given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from the Vrindavan, Sankarananda, Brahmacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to arjan personally by this water,
yes,
and this flower, heart flower. He used to keep it sometimes on his heart, sometimes lips, sometimes in heart. Sometimes he could not find that where should I keep it. After 3 months, he gave it to Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Govardhan, that Govardhan shelter he has given. By this, he has given me 2 Govardhan, 5 Govardhan. And by Gunjamala, he has given the lotus seed of Radhika. When he used to work, he used to take it in Kunjama, in Ashraya of Aradhika. He used to serve Govardhan in the shape of Krishna. And always thinking himself. When he came with two kings to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and told him, "You that I am going to Vrindavan." Did not disclose his idea that he will jump from Vrindavan, but they knew that he wants to jump and give life. Nathan Goswami told that, "Don't do so. You are my brother." And Rupa Goswami, he told his own activity that as first I went from Vrindavan to Jagannath, and in the middle, as a robe of Khujli, and water was coming from my whole body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami, he used daily to come and to do like this. And his water touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu body, so he became so much different. Thought that I should live my this body in going in the under the hill of chariot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and told that, "You have given this body to me, and now you are being mukta, swapantra, not giving. Well, verbally you are giving, internally you are giving. You have no adhikar on this body." Second thing, that if I knew that by giving my life, I can have the service of Radha, I will daily want to die less and less time. But I know that by dying Krishna and Krishna Prem cannot be had. It will be received by only Krishna Bhajan. So you do Krishna. So you can die, but you cannot receive Krishna by dying. So you should die, you should do bhajan at Radha Kundubhanda. Anything? One thing? Raghunath Das Goswami has so much association with Rupa Goswami, and he took everything of Rupa Goswami. Nathan Goswami is also as a shikshabu, but he followed fully as Rupa Goswami. What is Manjari? He was a Manjari. What is Manjari? There are five kinds of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priyanarta Sakhi. Five kinds. Nitya Sakhi are like Anista, who are serving Krishna, and they are supporting Krishna. Krishna अधिक स्नेह. That snake, more than Radhika, towards Krishna. These are Sakhi. They also serve Radhika, Radha and Krishna, but they are adhik sneha to Krishna. Priya Sakhi and Paramprastha Sakhi, or Paramprastha Sakhi are called also Priya Narma Sakhi. Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi are only Narma Sakhi, are the same. Paramprastha or Param Priya Narma. So last two, that is Priya Sakhi and Priya Narma Sakhi, are samasneha. Samasneha? But yet they are some attracted to Radha, towards Radha. They sometimes rebuke Krishna, then they suffer towards Radha. And sometimes they rebuke also to Srimati Radha. When he is in anger and is so much hard towards Krishna. And they like that Krishna should be under Srimati Radhika. And they also say the severity of Srimati Radhika. But yet they are some. Last one, then two. Prana Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. They are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have these are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have Adhik Sneha. Adhik, you know, more Sneha to Radhika. Both Prana Sakhi and Nitya. They always serving, being with Radhika, wherever Radhika. They have so many things. They are very much pleased if Radhika is free. If Radhika feels separation, they feel separation. If Krishna meets to Radhika, they meet to, they feel in their heart that they are making it. One day I have told you, like Manjari, she is playing with Pushpa, flowers. And Manjari are so happy. One day, Srimati Radhika told her any sakhi to whom he has so much affection, that Mani Manjari is my so obedient servant. Mani Manjari. I want that Krishna to meet. Go tell by any skill that Krishna is watching and waiting in a Sanket Kunja. And you should, by any way, you should take her to Krishna. It is my desire. It is my desire that she should be Krishna. She went to that Mani Manjari. everything. Krishna is budding for you. And I know the will of all the Radhika. Will not be angry. But he has not told me to come to you. But I know her will. She told in so many ways, various. But she told that. Don't tell me to leave. I never did. Because when I see meeting Radhika and Krishna, I feel so much pleasure, then I will meet with Krishna. Any man thinks where something greater thing will be achieved. Anyone does not effort for lose. When Krishna meets with Radhika, it is for my gain. And when I will meet with Krishna, it is a very great loss. So why I will choose loss? So, Srimati Radhika has so much faith that once Rup Manjari or any Manjari was there, and Srimati Radhika wanted that Rup Manjari should be Krishna. And he thought towards Krishna and did Ishara in. He took kite home. Krishna wanted that he fell upon the feet of Krishna. And Radhika died. When you meet, I have so much pleasure that I can. So I request you to give that pleasure, not this. So, this is called tattva-bhava-ikshasmika. Kamanuga bhakti is of two types. One, kamanu of two parts. One, tattva-bhava-ikshasmika. And one, sambhogasmika. Lalita Vishakha, Chandravali, Radhika. And all are sambhogasmika. And those who become so much pleased have all the things, all the symptoms, only seeing Radha and Krishna with you. What Radhika has experienced by Krishna. They have more experience than meeting. That is called bhava-ikshasmika. Tat-tat bhava-ikshasmika. Tat-tat means the speciality of meeting Radha and Krishna. And it's bhava-ikshasmika. They only want to serve like this. But they have all the things that a Naika or a Sambhogatmika Gopi have. More than, not less. So it is called Satta Bhavare Sasmika Kamanuga. So Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or all of them. Kind. How it can be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come to this world to give not Radhika love or Naika love. Narpait Sarin Sira Karunaya Vatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnotojwala Rasan unnata ujjala raha, that is that a soul can have. Soul cannot have what Srimati Radhika has, Mahabhava, Madan and Modan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Radha Bhav Aswada, Radhaya Pranay Mahima. This is his own desire. And to give this Bhav, Manjari Bhav, to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna. When Chaitanya Rupa and Sanatan Goswami advised to Krishna and give Radha Kund place to live up and to keep Bhajan, he was always crying for him. And he was Lotna, in the dust was lying,
rolling
in the dust of Radha. Though he was a special Sakhi of Radha, never separated. Yet in this Leela, as a Rup Raghunath Das, he has played the role of a jeev, Raga Nugas Bhagav, and highest role by Yogamaya, he was not pretending. Actually, he felt like this. And by himself, by Yogamaya, as Krishna being God of God, and he yet with by seeing the stick in the hand of Yashoda, and actually he with, and he has fear for Yashoda. He is not pretending. So in the same way, being near and dear, Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, he is not pretending here. By Yogamaya, he is doing actually what he. So he has two roles. One role, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhana. And by his Siddha Sari, as a Rup Manjari, at the same time, serving Radha. Siddha De, is Bhaman Kariya, Arata Dine, Kinte Radha, Krishna. There is a Siddha Sarif in every jeev. How it can be achieved? There's something in your body?
Something.
Huh? No. Anything? Disturbing your body?
No.
I think. If you like this, for serving Radha and Krishna, without Siddhadeva one cannot. This body is not fit for serving that Radha and Krishna. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first time, by this also we can do bhajan sadhana. But for that, by Siddhadeva, Manas Deha, Manas Chintan, it is happy. How it can be? If a man has greed, and he has gone to a Siddha Gurudev, and he is very eager to serve Radha and Krishna, then at first he will make here all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he will watch in what rush he has placed. And accordingly, he will let him hear the appropriate Krishna pastime. This will be very useful for him. After that, by and by, he will tell Swarup Siddha Katha. Swarup Siddha, you know, when bhav comes in this body, it is called Swarup Siddha. And after that Swarup Siddha, we can imagine, after that imagination, we can have some realization. After that time, more and more we will hear all these things and do practices of Raganga Bhajan. Gradually, the Siddha Sari will come out by the grace of Yoga Maya. By thinking, we cannot do anything, only by the grace. Or if Guru is capable and Siddha Guru there, and having a realization of all this to be done, he will see in what rush his Siddha Sari is, like Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar is going to get that. So, if a man has Raganga Bhakti, he will surely see that what my Siddha Sari is, and will try hard to achieve it by the grace of Krishna, Guru. Without this, he cannot think about Astayama Leela. Who is he? He does not. He has no idea of Krishna and Radhika, that how beautiful and how they are. So he should know his Seva, Vasan, Bhushan, Ayu, I mean age. Who is his husband, her husband? Who is father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law? Where he lives? Where his marriage has been done? Everything will have to. Then, Swarup Siddhi is. And he is doing all this. After that, and he will be matured in this, then Yoga Maya will take after death. In a sphere where Krishna Leela is going on. And there in Gopi home will have birth, and the association of Nitya Siddha she will completely realize and serve Radha. Here Raghunath Goswami. We should think that he was Manjari. And he was Radha Nuga Sadhak. We should not think that he was Siddha. He was Siddha, no doubt. But yet, we can follow him only if we know that he is Radha Nuga Sadhak. We cannot follow Krishna or any Siddha Mahapurusha, only Sadhana. So we should know that Raghunatha and he is a Sadhana. And how he has done Sadhana, we should gradually follow. Here Raghunatha Das Goswami waiting on the bank of Radha. In his last life, when for a second he cannot live without darshan of Indira, feeling so much separation. And for serving, he is praying to Radhika. These are flowers. These are Bilap means crying. Crying is weeping is flower. When he sometimes has one kind of vow, separation, or praying for service, having service, it is one kind of flower. And so similarly, so many flowers, about 108 are. And all slokas that he has uttered are only for Manjari Bhava, not any Naika Bhava. So he is first praying his Gurudev, not Jadunandana Acharya, not Sanatana Goswami, not Damodar. They are all Guru. Swarup Damodar is also so much best Guru. But yet first he is offering his prayer to whom his life has been dedicated. And he has received I have told something. Now, here, one thing, perhaps second day or that day I have cleared. That too Manjari is Manjari. There is no direct Sangha with Krishna. But yet she has some signs. Symptoms of meeting Krishna. So only as a Manjari. What Sumati Radhika feels, but she has symptoms, all symptoms are clear in her. So it is not against the persons of Chaitanya Charitamrita are usual in Manjari, that Manjari don't like to meet Krishna. So every symptom comes out when he keeps Radhika, Krishna, Krishna, Radhika. So the symbol of kissing comes on the face of when Srimati Radhika anger to Krishna, the angerness comes on the mouth of what she receives, what she thinks, even what she unfocused, experience is more than